Praise the Lord. Amen. Good to be here tonight. Thank you, Brother Pittman, for the opportunity to preach. Appreciate what's been done in this camp meeting so far. Amen. Enjoyed the message last night that you craft preached to us. And I love the Lord. Amen. Before we preach, some of you have been sitting there a while, and I know back where I'm sitting is awful cold. So how about let's stand right now. Let's lift our hands to heaven. Get a little movement going. Let's pray. Ask the Lord to help us here tonight. God, we love you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. Oh, God, we need your help here, Lord, next few minutes. God, to preach to this congregation. Oh, God, what you'd have us to hear. Help these young people, Lord. God, I pray against every power of hell that would try to hinder, distract the preaching of the word of the Lord. God, I pray you'd open up every heart, every mind, every soul as good ground. Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. God, move and help us. We'll give you all the glory, all the honor and praise. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Preaching this evening from the book of Matthew. Also the book of 1 John. Matthew 22. Matthew chapter 22. Verse number 35. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked a question tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? First John chapter 2. First John chapter 2, verse number 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, abide it forever. Amen. I talked a little while this evening about something that maybe some of these young people here are interested in, and that's love. Amen. You girls up here on the second row interested in love? You in love with somebody yet? Yeah, one of them was shaking her head. I know you get 15, 16, some 12, 13. You fall in love already. But John told us some things not to love. And Jesus gave us some things that we need to love. I believe we need to love God, don't you? Amen. If we love God, we'll love holiness. Don't you believe that here tonight? And lots already been said along the lines that I'm planning on preaching here. Lots already been said tonight by Brother Roy and this brother over here preaching. And so the groundwork's already been laid. Amen. So I believe we ought to love God, like he said, and love holiness. And this brother is preaching how he learned some things growing up. And brother, I learned holiness when I was growing up, and I lived holiness. But there come a time when I went beyond just learning it and living it. Brother Mark, I began to love it. The Lord be my helper tonight. I'd like to preach to you on learning it, living it, and loving it. Amen, amen. Most of us here, these young people here tonight, you've heard holiness preaching all of your life. Probably been raised in a holiness church. I remember being a young boy and they teaching me that the Bible teaches that women ought to wear a dress and men ought to wear pants. I learned as a boy that 1 Corinthians chapter 11 teaches us that men are to have short hair and women are to have long hair. I learned as a young boy that makeup has always been associated with harlots and Jezebel, and not with holiness women. Amen. I learned growing up that 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 1 Peter chapter 3 teach against Christians wearing jewelry and necklaces and bracelets and rings and the things of this world. That's what I learned growing up. Amen. And when I was growing up, I learned that Christians don't smoke. Amen. I learned that they don't go to the places of worldly amusement and movie houses and worldly games and theaters and this type of thing. But you know, that's as far as some people ever go, Brother Ricky. They just learn it. There's a lot of people raised in my home church. Kids raised up in the church with me. They sat under the same preaching, the same teachers. But you know, they just learned it. And that's as far as they went. Amen. But it's not just good enough just to know about it. It's not just good enough just to learn about it. Amen. You got to live it. Can I hear an amen? There's a lot of people in Jesus' time that knew who Jesus was. They knew what he did. They knew how to get to him. But they stayed where they was and they died off. But oh, hallelujah, my friend. Amen. I want to get to where Jesus is, don't you? Amen. I just don't want to learn about holiness. But praise God, I want to live it, don't you? Amen. I believe we ought to live it. Amen. You know, I'm just as a boy. Amen, Brother Pittman, I had to live holiness because Mom and Dad made me. Right. Praise God for Mom and Dads that'll still tell their children they need to live holy. Amen. I know we're living in a time where people think if you make them live holiness, it'll drive them farther away from God. Amen, but I thank God for Mom and Dad that brought me to church every Sunday morning, Sunday night. Every time the doors is open in the church house, I thank God for Mom and Dad that live holiness in front of me. Amen. And I lived at them, Brother Shoecraft, because I knew I had to, because that's the way Mom and Dad, amen, wanted me to. Amen. I believe we all live holiness, don't you? For the word of God is still true. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Amen. But young people, it's not just enough to learn it and to live it. Oh, my friend, if you're ever really going to get a hold of God, amen, you've got to go past learning it and just living it. My friend, you got to get to the place where you really love it. Hallelujah. I said you got to get to the place where you really love Him. Amen. Jesus said, but we need to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our soul, and with all of our mind. Oh, hallelujah. That's the place we need to get to. Amen. Where it's not just something that we've always just been trained up to do, but oh, it's something down in our heart that we really desire to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. Somebody say amen here tonight. Amen. Amen. I'd like to preach to you young people here tonight. I know you maybe have been raised up in holiness all your life. That's just stuff you've always heard, you've always known. But I thank God for the time, for the Shoecraft, where I really got it for myself. Amen. Young people, you need to get it for yourself. Amen. Get it down in your heart for yourself. You get that experience in these altars for yourself. And you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that God's still alive and He's still on the throne and He still saves and baptizes in the Holy Ghost. And He's still calling for people to come out from among the world and to be separate. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to live holiness. But not only live holiness, we need to love holiness. Right? If you're always complaining, always complaining why you can't do this and you can't go there, you're probably just living it and not really loving it. Hallelujah. If there's still a desire down there when they're all talking about what they did last weekend, what they've been doing, and that desire is down in there, and you want to do those things too, you're probably not really loving holiness. You're probably just living it. Oh, amen. But if we could ever get past that place of just learning it and living it and get to the place where we really love it. I know this message might not only be for young people here tonight, Brother Pittman. There's people come to Holiness Church, and the only reason why they line up is because the pastor get up here and he'll hammer on their, amen, what they've been doing. Yeah, instead of always been sticking out like a sore thumb, they'll just kind of conform until another pastor comes through. Hey, more they can let down a little bit. But oh, amen, I believe we ought to get it down in here, don't you? Amen, and get the love of the world out of our heart. I said, get the love of the world out of our heart. Amen, to be totally sold out. I said, be totally sold out 100%. Amen, to Jesus. Not turning back, not looking back. But hallelujah, you're in love with God. You're in love with the Word of God. And you're going to go on and serve the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, you know what? One reason why I believe people go back, compromise, get worldly. It's because they stop loving holiness. And when they stop loving it, then they stop living it. Huh? Brother is talking about when you was out in sin, there's just some things you couldn't forget. You still knew the Ten Commandments. You knew all those things. And then it been, you learned it, didn't you? Amen. But when we stop, amen, when our love for God grows lukewarm and cold, then we'll start letting down. Amen. You can just be sure when you see people start letting up, amen, on holding the standards wise, maybe you know they don't love God like they should. Can I hear an amen here tonight? You're getting tired. I know some people, they get tired of hearing holiness preaching. All that preacher ever does, he get up there and tells us what we can't do, what we can't wear, where we can't go, and all these things. My friend, if you get tired of holiness preaching, oh, my friend, you're not loving holiness anymore. Amen. You just maybe just be living it. I don't want to just be living it. I want to be loving it. Amen. Amen. When somebody, amen, goes out and commits adultery on their spouse, you have to, their love for their spouse is not as great as it should be or what it once was. But the desire for some other thing, somebody else, has grown greater. Amen. And when people backslide and go the way of the world, the love of the world has grown greater than their love of God. Can I hear an amen here tonight? Amen. I don't just want to live this life. I want to love it. Hallelujah. I said I just don't want to live this life, but well, I want to love it. Amen. When the message goes forth and the Spirit of God begins to move, amen, I want to get it down in my heart and get it down in my soul and love the Lord our God with all of our heart and all of our soul and all of our mind. Hallelujah. Amen, young people. Amen, Brother Schultz had preached this last night about the open door in the end times. Amen, we're living in the end times. Amen, this ain't a time to be lukewarm. Amen, this ain't a time to be riding on the fence. No, my friend, this is a time. Amen, to be head over heels in love. Amen, with God. Amen, you sold out 100%. Amen, to serve God and Him alone. I said you sold out 100% to serve God and love God. Amen, and Him alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. What the scripture says, and this is the love of God, to keep His commandments. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's all stand here tonight, if you would. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I was raised in Holiness Church. Amen. I don't know what it's like just to kind of go through the motions as a young person growing up. But oh, praise God, young people. Instead of just going through the motion. Just cause it's what it's always been and what mom and dad expects you to do. Get it down in your heart. Learning it. Living it. Loving it. Let's pray, Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you, God, for your goodness. Thank you for these young people that's here. God, I pray you'd, oh God, move in a special way. Lord, some young man, some young lady here in this building here tonight. Lord, they've just been going through the motions. Just living because mom and dad makes them. But oh God, I pray you put a burning desire down in the heart to draw nearer and closer to you and to get a hold of God. In Jesus' name we pray.